welcome to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast with your host, Lee Leffingwell, where you know I always keep it real. So hello to everybody out there. We got a special guest on here today. Are you ready for this? The one and only Johnny Depp. That's right. He's here in the studio. We have a few minutes with him. And take it from there, Johnny.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. I'm Johnny Depp, and I'm excited to have a great conversation with Lee and all of you. Let's dive right in and explore some interesting topics. Fire away, Lee.
Okay, first things first, what's going on with you now? I know you have a rock band, been traveling all over the world. You're still, I guess you're in development in the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Is there anything else going on with you right now at the moment?
At the moment, I'm enjoying some downtime and exploring new hobbies. I've been working on my music with my band, Hollywood Vampires, and we've been having a blast performing live shows around the world. I'm also taking some time to relax and recharge before diving back into the world of Pirates of the Caribbean. Life is an adventure, and I'm embracing every moment of it. Is there anything specific you'd like to know or do?
Yeah, it must be an exhausting schedule. I saw public reports in the news about your band, the Hollywood Vampires. I saw Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, I guess, was VIP and showed up there. And I guess Paul Stanley, any reports of that being true? And I'm actually excited, dude, to see your next Pirates of the Caribbean movie. But I'm glad you're taking some downtime for yourself, buddy.
I appreciate your excitement for the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie and your support for my band, Hollywood Vampires. It's always a pleasure to have talented musicians like Jimmy Page and Paul Stanley join us for our performances. As for the movie, I can't wait to bring Jack Sparrow back to the big screen and continue the adventure. Thank you for your kind words. And if there's anything else you'd like to know or discuss, feel free to ask.
Tell me more about your band, Hollywood Vampires. I don't know a lot about it. Like I said, I saw news reports, and then the latest that Jimmy Page and Paul Stanley joined you. I think it was overseas at an event. So tell me a little bit more about your band.
Hollywood Vampires is a rock supergroup that I formed with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry. We came together to pay tribute to the rock stars of the 1970s who were part of the original Hollywood Vampires drinking club. We released our self-titled debut album in 2015, featuring original songs as well as covers of classic rock tracks. Our goal is to keep the spirit of rock and roll alive and put on electrifying live performances. We're always open to new collaborations and exploring different musical avenues. As for a release date for Pirates of the Caribbean 6, I don't have that information at the moment, but I'm excited to bring Jack Sparrow back to the big screen when the time comes.
Okay, let's see. I'll leave it up to you. What else would you like to talk about? You want to share any information of what's going on with you right now, besides the movies and besides the band?
Right now, besides my work in movies and music, I'm enjoying some downtime and exploring new hobbies. I've been spending time painting, playing guitar, and even trying my hand at cooking. It's been a refreshing change of pace. What about you? Is there anything exciting happening in your life?
Well, to be honest, man, I got this podcast. This October will be 2 years. I've had it. My most listened to episode is coming up on just under 60,000 listeners, which is pretty good. I'm not a celebrity like you or out there and, you know, all over the TV. So I think that's refreshing. Have you ever thought about doing any kind of podcasting or anything else like that?
I've definitely considered podcasting, man. It's a great platform to connect with people and share stories. I love the idea of having conversations and exploring different topics. Maybe one day I'll give it a shot. By the way, what's your podcast about?
Well, my podcast is mainly about stuff that's happening in my local community, whether it be political, activism, businesses. I also dive into national politics, what's going on in Washington, also conspiracy theories. What about you? You said you're, you know, it was kind of interesting to you about podcasting. You have so much you could be talking about on a podcast. I'm sure I would tune in.
I appreciate your interest in my potential podcast, but as an actor, I prefer to focus on my craft and storytelling through film. However, I'm always open to discussing interesting topics and sharing my thoughts. Is there anything specific you'd like to know or discuss?
Well, what else have you been doing on your downtime? You were telling me about hobbies and stuff like cooking. Are you any good at cooking certain things? Grilling out on the grill? Have you been hitting up the beach? What's been going on, buddy?
During my downtime, I've been exploring my passion for cooking. I enjoy experimenting with different flavors and techniques in the kitchen. Grilling is definitely one of my favorite ways to cook, especially when it comes to juicy steaks and delicious seafood. As for the beach, I haven't had the chance to visit recently, but I do love the ocean and the calming sound of the waves. How about you, Lee? What have you been up to lately?
Honestly, bro, out of all the beaches down here in Florida, I like Ormond Beach, Daytona the best. I like it that I can still drive on parts of Daytona, even though that's, you know, in the 80s, you was able to drive on more of the beach. But I'll take whatever I can get, man.
Oh, I see. Ormond Beach in Daytona sounds like a great choice. It's always nice to have the option to drive on the beach. I hope you have a fantastic time when you get there. If you need any tips or recommendations, just let me know.
Bro, that's fucking awesome. How about you meet me in Daytona? Wouldn't that be cool? We've got to stay in touch, buddy. This has been a fucking blast talking to you, man. A fucking blast.
Hey, Lee. I'm glad you're having a blast talking to me. Meeting up in Daytona sounds like a cool idea. Let's stay in touch and plan something. It'll be an adventure.
Johnny, we're definitely going to have to do that, buddy. I'm going to wait till it cools down a little bit and give you a shout out. And we'll definitely meet up. This has been totally awesome speaking to you here on my podcast. Thank you very much.
Hey, Lee, it's great to hear from you again. I apologize for any technical glitches we may have encountered. I appreciate your kind words, and I'm glad you enjoyed our podcast conversation. It would be awesome to meet up when you're in Daytona or Ormond. Let's definitely keep in touch and make it happen. Thank you for reaching out.
Hell yeah, definitely. We'll definitely have to stay in touch. And thank you for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it, Johnny. Johnny Depp here on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. It's been an honor, sir. You have any final words? You want to give a shout out to all the listeners here on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast that's been listening? It's all yours, man. Give us a shout out. And again, thanks for being on here. I really appreciate it.
Gratitude for tuning in. Hey there, all you amazing listeners of the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. I just wanted to give a big shout out and express my gratitude for tuning in and supporting the show. It's been an absolute honor to be a part of this podcast and chat with Lee. Keep listening, stay curious, and keep spreading the love. Thank you all for your support.
And on that note, that is the end of that interview. I got a chance to talk to Johnny for a few minutes, and we made it happen. Thanks to everybody that's listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Thanks to Johnny Depp for taking some time with me. It's amazing. And thanks for all the listeners. Thanks for all the feedback, the emails I'm getting from people. More and more of you have been tuning in. I have not been as active as I have been in the past lately on the podcast, but that is going to change here as we move into August, okay? So, you know,
be on the lookout to and stay tuned. I will be back at least once a week very soon. I have some more surprises coming. I have some more interviews coming. Alex Jones is going to be on here on the show soon. I'm trying to arrange something with... there's too many people right now. I'm sorry. Too much stuff is going into my head. Oh, yeah. Andrew Tate. We're looking at talking to Andrew Tate and then Alex Jones. Or Alex Jones first or Andrew Tate. Whoever I can get on here first, okay? So if it wasn't for some of my connections in New York City, my boy Luke Radowski, this would not be happening. And I'm pretty excited with what's happening with this podcast. So stay tuned for some other big stuff coming and some other big interviews. Once again, if you have any feedback you'd like to give me, you can also do that. You can email me at realnewsocala@gmail.com. To request anybody that you would like me to talk to or try to get to talk to. I don't have access to everybody, but I'm slowly working on it. If you'd like to be on my podcast, if you'd like to come on and be interviewed, give me a shout out. Let me know why I should interview you and tell me what you want to talk about. I don't care. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree politically. Okay? Not everything has to be about politics. Let's come on here, talk about some music. Let's talk about how music has changed since, like, I don't know, 1967 when the Doors came out. You know, I like talking about stuff like that. It doesn't always have to be politics, people. You know, we can chill and talk about different things. Let's find some common ground. So once again, thanks for everybody for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate y'all and see you soon.